Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, hey, everyone. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Hi.
Hello. Jen, what's going on this gorgeous spring afternoon?
You know, I have the fresh sunlight on my face. Do you like that? I left the window open so you could see me.
I did not notice that you were in natural daylight.
I like it. I like it. Well, because I was actually trying to show off this makeup revelation I had. I know I have no makeup on, but I was doing my little TikTok scrolling, you know, makeup by Michaela Noguera, the Boston makeup artist who's like huge, huge, huge. She had a makeup session with Makeup by Mario founder and got all sorts of advice from him. And then she was like disseminating it out to her followers. And at first I was like laughing at the one thing she said. She's like, oh, he told me, you know, to shave off. Well, she decided to shave off the ends of her eyebrows. Because
Why?
He said that because of her face shape, like, She had too long of eyebrows, like they were drawing her face down. Now, every single makeup artist I feel like I have ever talked to and brow artist says, don't get rid of your tails of your brows. You're going to want them later. Everybody ends up with those short little brows because they've been plucking them. You know what I mean? Like they always say,
yeah,
keep as much hair as you can.
Grandma brows, yeah.
Yes. And I was looking at her face shape and I was looking at my face shape. And in general, Mario's like sense of the way a face can be uplifted, I think is like unparalleled, you know, like he has all those little tricks that just like sort of lift a face upward. And I was like, I think my brows might be dragging down my eyes because I keep thinking my eyes are looking older. And I realized because I have these lovely thick brows, my hair grows like all the way round and down, almost like level with my outer corner of my eye.
Okay.
So it sort of like curves back downwards at the end. But I want to be uplifted.
So you're telling me that you shaved your brows?
I didn't shave them. I plucked the last, I want to say quarter inch, it's about, of the growl that used to come down like more. Yeah. And so now I haven't penciled them in today. It uplifted my whole face. It's like I look much more awake and opened. And she pointed out, which I love, she was like, this is not for everyone. Clearly, a lot of people need that extra length on the side because of their face structure, you know?
Yeah.
This gets at, like, brows are so individual to the face. Like, you need someone to look at you who you trust, who knows your face structure. But I think it made a big difference. See, this one is that they don't look too short, right?
They don't look too short.
No, well, that's because I had a lot of extra hair that I was working with. But anyway, that's my fun, like, tip I learned this week about beauty.
Well, we interviewed someone. Her interview is coming out in a little bit. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but we interviewed somebody who inspired me to do a major edit last night of my makeup bag.
You know, and what? Her interview is Friday. So it's a little tease that you're giving.
Okay,
everyone.
It's a tease. I haven't done the full like bathroom edit. I just started last night. I do things like in little bits and bobs. You know, it's like I can just kind of grab time where I can. But like before dinner last night, I just started like, if you knew how I organized or didn't organize my stuff, you would be shocked, people. But I just started tossing stuff out. Like I know a lot of you, I get the sense just from the Facebook, but the private Facebook group, Fat Mascara Raising a Wand, please join. You can, Jen, where can they find it? They can find it in our Instagram bio, our show notes, all the good stuff. I feel like a lot of you are really vigilant about keeping your routine and like your product collection tight. Like I see a lot of, you know, I got this before the pandemic, so I tossed it. I have stuff from like 7 jobs ago. Yeah. So I really went for it last night. And I have to tell you, now that I have a tighter makeup collection, I'm more interested in doing my makeup. Does that make sense?
Yes. And PS, if they are unopened and or even sometimes if it's like a body lotion, you just did one pump and don't like it. Jess and I are big fans of the Buy Nothing groups on Facebook. Like I've given away some products that got sent to me that I did not request, like that I never opened. I've given them away on the Buy Nothing group. I'll put a link to that in the blog too. Because if you don't know about the Buy Nothing lifestyle,
great. Make someone's day.
Yeah. Just so you're safe. Doing an just edit. I edited my brow tails. You edited your bathroom collection.
Now, can you give us an edit of this week's headlines?
Yes, I will. I'm going to do the news. And then we're going to talk about vulvas and vaginas a little bit. So it's a great episode. We're going to raise a wand afterwards.
I actually have a great one.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I came prepared.
All right, let's do it. Welcome to the news with Jen. That's all right. We already have music. We don't need my music. Jess, the HBO docuseries, Not So Pretty. I got to lead off with that. I'm sure...
Everyone's talking about it. I haven't seen it.
I'm sure you've all gotten fed this on your Instagram because you follow Fat Mascara and anything beauty related. And I've been getting asked about it left and right. In fact, I went on Reality Life with Kate Casey. I'm not sure when the podcast comes out. But so we have like people in common, friendly. And she was like, I need to talk about that documentary. So I went on her show to talk about it. Just going to let you know what it is here in the news segment. 4-part docuseries produced by Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering. Listen, it's about a lot of the health concerns in the cosmetics industry. If you're a longtime listener of the show, I don't think there's any breaking news in here. You know, we've talked about all the things they talk about, some of the big safety issues in cosmetics, the Diva Curl lawsuit and hair discrimination in the workplace. They talk about asbestos contamination in cosmetics, especially talc powder. They talk about the endocrine disrupting effects of certain microplastics and phthalates. And then all of these things we've talked about and the health effects and diseases experienced by people who work in nail salons who are exposed to those chemicals, you know, all day long. Honestly, I found it to be oversimplistic, alarmist, and frankly, a little boring, which is so surprising because Kiki Palmer was the narrator and she, I find endlessly not boring. And I just think it just glossed over a lot of stuff. Like if you don't know about beauty, you'd come away from that thinking like everything with talc is contaminated with asbestos. And you'd come away from that thinking that every type of phthalate is going to be endodisrupting and give you cancer, which is just not true when you get into the science. But they like really just glossed over stuff. I guess it's like a primer. It's like not even the 101, Jess. You know how you are always like, oh, this is 400 level, 200 level. Mm-hmm. What's like the really not high level of a college course?
100.
Rocks for
it's
jocks?
Blah, blah, 101.
Well, okay.
Hey, I took rocks for jocks and that was hard.
So did I. Geology 101, right?
I took dinosaurs and that was really hard.
This is Beauty 101. So for those in your life who might come to you and be alarmed by what they heard, you know, you can point to them to some of the episodes I'll put on the blog where we get in depth about some of these topics.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a primer. And, you know, obviously we all know there needs to be some regulation changes here in the United States as the way we deal with personal care products. But it's just, it was such a big splashy campaign. I feel like that they, I feel like I wish they did a better job with the docuseries. It's
okay.
Itself.
Well, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Okay, in some shopping news, the Farfetch, the website that, you know, mostly is fashion, just launched their beauty vertical. So they have a couple exclusives, a lot of lines you can find on other sites as well. The thing that I thought was interesting is they're launching the Off-White fragrance line, which Virgil Abloh worked on before he passed away last year. And it's called Paperwork and there's four scents. The bottles are very cool. And they also have like a collective of beauty experts. Can I just point out though, many of these experts have been on Fat Mascara. So you can always go back and look at their episodes if you want to. Erin Parsons, episode 115. Jawara Wakup, episode 129. Cosmetic chemist Michelle Wong, episode 215. I love when our like Fat Mascara fam, like I see them out in the world and I always feel like it's like a little, like I would love someday to get like 300 of our guests. It can't be 300 at this point. How many guests have we had on? 200?
Jen, we're at episode four, almost 400.
Yeah, but not all of them have an interview. I should probably.
Think
about right now. We don't have an interview today.
Yeah, but we only started doing the double episodes.
So it's probably like 300 people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a fun party, wouldn't it?
We need to have a gala.
Yes.
A gala, darling.
I want a gala. Okay, a little sad sunscreen news for you. I guess this is my science corner. It's sunscreen corner this week. Scientists found chemical sunscreens such as avobenzone filters are accumulating in the stems of Mediterranean sea glass. So avobenzone is one of the chemical sunscreen filters. Now, they're not saying it has harmed the grass or affected its ability to function, and they're still doing more research, but this just points to when you go in the ocean with a chemical sunscreen on, that stuff washes off and gets into the marine life. Now, before you're like, don't worry, I only use mineral sunscreens, I do have to be like Gen Science Corner nerd and point out there's also research that shows that mineral sunscreens, specifically titanium dioxide, can build up in marine environments, and at high enough levels, they can also be problematic. But in general, it is true. The research seems to show that the mineral sunscreens are safer than the chemical sunscreens for marine life. However, I wanted to use this moment to point out there are other ways to protect from the sun, one of which I recently did when I was in Mexico. I bought a wetsuit. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest thing I have ever purchased. First of all, I'm not cold anymore when I'm swimming. It's from Roxy. I'll link to it. And so I was looking around. I was like, what is the swimwear looking like right now? Mott 50 just launched swim leggings and a long sleeve swim shirt. You guys, if you're going in the ocean and you're going to be swimming in there for like an hour or two, put on like a swim outfit instead of having to like lube yourself up in sunscreen. You're protected from the sun and you also didn't just put your sunscreen into the marine environment. Like obviously when you're out laying, you know, on the beach chair, maybe you don't want to be in like sopping wet leggings. I get that. But while you're swimming in the ocean, this is a good way to protect yourself without sunscreen. The ones that I just mentioned, the Mott 50, Coolabar, just, wasn't that your hat?
I love the hat. Yeah. Coolabar hats.
Those have UPF 50. So like, it's better than sunscreen in a way because it's not going to rinse off. It's UPF 50. And we all know nobody applies as much as they should. So they're not getting the right SPF rating. And I'm just going to use that little science corner moment to remind you to do other ways of sun protection. Okay, last not least, I did not bury the lead, but this is the big, big, big beauty news of the week in our beauty industry. Glossier, maybe you've heard of it, has signed its first spokesperson, and it is Olivia Rodrigo. They're calling her campaign the You Look Good campaign. And so later this year, Glossier plans to collaborate with Rodrigo on a series of tour experiences and merchandise, as well as custom product sets and content. To this, I say,
I want to know what that looked like.
I know, but to this, I say, thoughts, Miss Madeline? Matlin?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess I'm just kind of wondering what these experiences will look like. I mean, I think they're definitely hitting the right demo, which is, you know, young girls who want to be like, look like, sound like, dress like, hang out with Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, she's absolutely beautiful. She's very talented. I think it's definitely the smart person to hook up with. It's interesting since they've never had, to my knowledge, a celebrity face.
For sure they haven't.
No,
they haven't. Been their whole thing. Even Emily spoke about that when she was on our show. Like, this was going to be the brand that wasn't about that. You know, it itself was supposed to be cool.
It's the product. And really, Emily was unspoken. It was unspoken, but she was the girl. And now she's kind of not moved on. She's still with the company, but it can't just be all about Emily.
The thing is, culture has moved on. And I'm going to sound like smug Gen X over here, but like, when the whole beauty culture shifted, I want to say like 5 to 10 years within my career, like every 10, 15 years, you know, things shift. I was just like, okay, I've seen trends come and go. So to me, all the millennial wash that came in and the pink millennial and the new brands, I was like, yeah, let's see in 10 years. Like, I know you think you're changing the world and this is the new world forever and ever, but that's not how trends work. We work in fashion and beauty, and 10 years passes and the next generation comes in with the things that they like, and they're not going to be the same. And we've seen a bunch of companies sort of like lose their place in the market because they didn't adjust to changing trends. And I feel like Glossier might have a little bit believed its own hype too much for a little while. And they realize now that what are we up to now? Gen Z?
She's
you know, that they're not buying into the previous branding of this company. And so Olivia Rodrigo.
So would you say it was a smart move?
I am the worst person to ask because I watched the campaign video and I said, well, they've nailed it. The styling, the music, the like, kind of analog vibes of it is very youthful. It looks timely, all of that. But I'm like so cynical. So I was just like, they're trying too hard to get, I feel like this Gen Z, you can't pull one over on them. I don't know if they're going to buy it, you know?
I looked on Olivia's social media to see the response. And I don't know if, you know, you have people deleting, you know, anything, the negative comments, but it seemed really positive. I liked the tone of it. It was a little darker than the previous Glossier. It had like a little
edge to it.
Yeah, it was moodier. Of course, she says something like, I'm such a Pisces. Of course, in the video, she says, I'm such a Pisces.
And loves winged eyeliner. Like, what Gen Z kid doesn't?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know a lot of you are Gen Z, not kids.
It has like it feels a little, I like the moodier vibe personally. I love the music. Yeah, I liked the aesthetic.
No, the music was great. Yeah.
So yeah, I really liked it. And, you know, I'm not like a fan of hers, but I like the partnership. I think they took a good swing at it. Yeah, it's funny, like I think you have to kind of move away from a founder after a while because it can't all be them. Because what if, you know, what if they leave? What if that vibe isn't the vibe anymore, like what you're saying. And they had to move on.
Trends shift. Well, if they had to pick the right spokesperson, I would say Olivia Rodrigo is it, because it seems like a good match. I'm curious to see what her products are, if she like comes out with like her little collab within Glossier, because they feel like not a collab. You know, it's not Morphe. Like Morphe had some mess ups when they were trying to do collabs. Like, let's see what happens. So that's my big beauty industry news. I think that's it. That's the news this week, Jess. Do you want to go talk about vulvas after the break?
Let's do it.
Hey, everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric. And the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. I don't know if y'all were aware of this, but April 21st was Vulva Awareness Day. Jen, did you get my flowers?
You know what's funny? I actually got flowers on April 23rd, which is Vagina Awareness Day.
What did you all do to celebrate?
I said hi to my vulva, my vagina. I said, I appreciate you. Is it also Vulva Appreciation Day or just awareness?
You can appreciate it. Grab a mirror.
I'm both
know.
Aware and appreciative.
Great.
I didn't need a holiday.
Every day of the year. 365. Okay. So
This day, Vulva Awareness Day, is all about open, candid conversation. And according to Sweet Spot Labs, who informed me that this was Vulva Awareness Day, it's about vulva positivity and erasing vulva-related confusion. And I feel like I might need to clear up some confusion. Vulva is the outside, the visible part of the vagina. Yes. And just doing away with that shame and embarrassment. So this is interesting. Sweet Spot Labs, which makes all kinds of products for the vulva area, this you know, wonderful area that we need to like take care of. They created something called a Vulva Monologues Instagram filter, but it was rejected by tech company Meta. We all know Meta, AKA formerly known as Facebook.
I'm still calling it Facebook.
I know. Can we call it? I don't want to get in trouble. Okay. It's a Meta. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was rejected by Meta due to, quote, content of an adult or sexual nature. But they're not alone in this, okay? They weren't like being really naughty. This is not unusual.
They weren't being naughty at all.
They were not. They were not trying to do
There's
anything
nothing naughty
fun.
About the vulva.
They were not trying to do anything scandalous. This is a systemic problem that prevents the use of the word vulva online or even alluding to the concept of
the fact that we have.
Yes. It's something that's going crazy, okay? The concept of the vulva is offensive to the company Meta in a lot of situations.
Not personally, but their algorithm
their filters,
for catching and filtering and rejecting ads for some reason.
Thank you for the clarification,
that to be
Jen.
Of a adult, quote unquote, nature.
Yes. So the New York Times did a piece about this earlier this year. 60 companies had ads rejected by Facebook. And I mean Facebook, actually, the Facebook that we all know and love. And about half of them said that their accounts had been suspended at some point. So I actually looked at the report that this article cited. It's a report composed by the Center for Intimacy Justice, and it was fascinating, Jen. Of these 60 businesses that serve women's health or health for people of diverse genders, all of these businesses had ads rejected by Facebook, and 50% of them reported that Facebook rejected their entire ads account. These businesses, almost all of them were founded and led by women, and the one that wasn't was led by a non-binary individual. So you might be wondering, well, what are these businesses promoting? What are they talking about? They were talking about not anything like crazy sexual. They were not promoting like wild, like, you know, porn or anything. They were talking about menopause, pelvic pain, pregnancy or postpartum care, fertility, sexual wellness, and education. Jen, you saw some of the ads, right?
Yeah. Because there was a Joylux product for like a pelvic muscle tool. I'll call it a tool, you know, to help you get a healthier pelvic muscle, which could help with incontinence. Like,
stop
there's
peeing.
There's nothing sexual about that. Maybe because it goes in your vagina and it looks like a sex toy. I don't understand. There's nothing, you don't get pleasure out of doing your kegels with the tool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No one's like getting like, you know, their jollies from
that. I mean, like people's bodies all work differently, but I'm just saying that's not its point, right?
Yeah, yeah. The thing is Facebook classifies these and it shows the journey. This report was really very clear. It showed the journey that these advertisers or these companies went through. It falls under like, you know, like some categorization, like this is under adult services, adult products or services. And Facebook is like, nope, you know, too sexy, too scandalous. But Facebook applies this policy unevenly. It's rejected ads from brands like Intimate Rose, like Joylux. Intimate Rose tried to run an ad about pain with intimacy. And I saw the ad and it was not like showing two people like going at it. It was like literally a woman just like looking like normal.
Yeah.
But it's ran ads from brands like Hims. And this is no disrespect to Hims. Like, I'm glad you got through. But it shows a man's hand holding a large vegetable with words, get hard, stay hard.
It said hard,
Yeah, it said get hard, stay
okay.
hard. Totally fine. It's up there, okay? Or at least it was up there at some point. There's a brand that said Hello Cake and it had a man squirting lotion into his hand. Like these are very, I think these are more risque than the woman just like smiling, hoping to not
have
pee herself.
Pelvic pain when she...
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And also Meta states that they don't want any sexual pleasure or sexual enhancement products. Of course, the point of this is to keep pornography off of these platforms. But like,
and I agree with that. They shouldn't be on like Facebook. This is my personal belief. It shouldn't be on like me scrolling Facebook.
No. And you do have to, I mean, like it's all ages and pornography is like, that should be something that, you know, you get to make the choices yourself and you don't get exposed to it without seeing it. But how are we not allowed to talk about our bodies and our health? That's the thing is like, but men are like, there's products called Ballsy and Ball Sack.
Yes.
And Ball Heads and what, it's maybe not Ball Sack. What is it called? It's balls with a Z.
There are so many. It shows the discrepancy and the kind of like the patriarchy at work, man. So I really want to thank Sweet Spot for bringing this to my attention. And
I should thank Kendra for bringing the vagina to my attention, because that was who sent this mailing for one of their menopause, their V relief cream. And I believe that's for like dryness and itchiness due to when your estrogen levels get lower. Like all these things that like, that's all health. Like, you know, there's no pornography.
There's no shame in like talking about vulvas and vaginas. And we've got to, you know, little by little, just bring this conversation to light. So,
which is what we're doing right here on our podcast, isn't it?
Exactly. So anyway,
next April, maybe we do our gala with all of the guests that have ever been on Fat Mascara on Vulva Awareness Day.
I'm sure everyone would be down.
I think so too.
All right. Happy, you know what? Let's keep it going. Vulva Awareness Month. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. We have a listener who has something for you to add to your watch list.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My raise a wand is not a product. It's John Oliver's hair episode. He hosts Last Week Tonight. And I'm Indian, recently moved to America, and I had no idea of the history and culture behind black hair. And that, in 20 minutes, really explained to me why it's important and why the crown acts are important. So that's my raise a wand. I think everyone should look at it, listen to it. It's on YouTube, and I think it's important. Thank you.
I love that recommendation. And the reason that show actually, by the way, ran originally May 2021. I will put a link to it, the episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver about black hair. It's excellent episode. So I was thinking about this person's call and her raise a wand because I was like, you know what? That's a good documentary. They go really deep on one issue, hair discrimination. It's entertaining at the same time. It's like what I wish Not So Pretty, the HBO docuseries, had done. Like you cannot gloss over. I feel like the point of a documentary is to get deep on one thing, not like broad strokes. You know what I mean? That's why you watch a documentary. Mm-hmm. And I love that she got an education on black hair from that and wanted to share it with the rest of you. It's a great episode. I'll link to it on our blog, fatmascara.com. We always do the episode recaps there for you. So you can watch it. If you want to leave your own raise a wand, email us. Just email us a voice memo. That one sounds the best. You email info@fatmascara.com. Or like this listener, you can leave us a voice message. Call the number 646-481-8182. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Just go to the show notes for the show and tap, and you can just like call me right now and I won't pick up the phone because like I don't have it going to my cell phone because like I love you guys, but I don't want to talk to you all day long. I'm a busy, busy person. So, but every night I listen to your voicemails and I love it. It makes me happy. So now it's time for us to raise a wand.
Jen, what do you got?
I don't know. I'm still curious if you watched Pachinko yet so we could talk about the hotties again. Not yet?
I haven't, but I saw that. There was a podcast about it, I think.
So I'm not alone.
Vanity Fair or something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I have for you is a brush. So my stepson's been here for 2 weeks now. He has long, luxurious hair. And every time we see each other, I'm always the one brushing. I've had so many issues over the years, like detangling his hair. You know, you try getting a 7-year-old boy to sit still for 30 seconds while you brush their hair. And you know what's giving me life? The Olivia Garden Detangler medium to thick brush. Now, this brush is $12 at Ulta. I used it on myself and I just always thought it was a great brush, nothing special. I will tell you, having now used it on a squirming 7-year-old that only wants to go play Nintendo and does not want to deal with you brushing his hair.
Oh God, that's
rough. It does not hurt. He can't even complain. The thing is, you don't have to brush all the way through the scalp for it to detangle. You could do that really light brushing on the outer layer that you think isn't really getting the knots underneath. And somehow with the placement of the bristles and the contour of the paddle, somehow, even just if you start brushing on the outer top layer. And now I'm talking about obviously, not obviously, but like straight hair when it's dry. Though, of course, you could use this with all textures when it's wet. And I use it wet too. It just gets through the thickness of the hair. I don't know what is special about it. It's also very lightweight. So like it doesn't, you know, like a heavy brush with a small child's head can be a little, I don't know. You could be careful. Yeah. You got to be careful with that. So Olivia Garden, I've loved their brushes over the years. Every time I've had one, it's lasted forever. And I just feel like it's, sure, get a Mason Pearson if you're a hairstylist, but like nobody wants to spend that much money on a brush. It's $12 at Ulta.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
And mine has a lovely marbleized look to it, which I think is very cool. But raise a wand and raise a brush to the Olivia Garden detangler.
I got to try that for Lake because she's got hella tangles.
Yeah.
She also, she's fast. She's on the move.
They're squirmy.
Okay. I have a fragrance to share. And I haven't shared a fragrance in a while.
Let's do it.
Okay, you know how like, it's kind of like, I feel like it's also like a fashion moment. You know how like all of those early 2000s kind of fashions are back right now? Like lots of bows, Paris Hilton-y, you know, sweetie pie looking outfits are back.
Yeah. Delia's.
This is the fragrance component. It's This is the fragrance. What's the word I'm like looking for? Counterpart.
Okay.
It's very sweet. It's very girly. It is just like pure, like it reminds me, I feel like it's like Marie Antoinette. It's like the movie Marie Antoinette. It's
the Sofia Coppola one.
Yes.
Candy floss.
It's candy floss. And just to make it even more.
You haven't said the name of the fragrance yet.
No, I'm building a world. I'm building a world.
Build the world. Let's get in the world.
Parfum de Marly. Do you know that brand?
Yeah.
It's French. It's truly a French brand. They have a fragrance called Delina. It is baby pink, has the most beautiful bottle. And it is so sweet. Like if you really need to commit to like sweetness. But it's very light. It's got rose. It has Lily of the Valley. It has peony. But it also has lychee in it. So there's a little fruitiness to it. If you're not into girly fragrances, this is not for you. But if you love that kind of like sweetie pie, like with a wink, like
I'm picturing tea time when they have the trays of all the little cake bits that are like sugar and
like
fruit.
The petit four. It's that. It's sweet and it's a little sexy.
Okay.
It's very expensive. The most inexpensive one you can get is at Nordstrom for $60. But then the biggest one is like three something. I say try it. Oh, it also has like a little tassel too, which is like it looks gorgeous on your dresser. So it has that little bit of luxury. Just for
when are you wearing
fancy.
It for like drop off at daycare?
Oh, I'm wearing it now. I'm wearing it
daytime,
for podcasting
anytime.
Oh, that's a really great question because it sounds like this is your special going out fragrance. It reminds me of like I'm really gonna date myself here, but like this is a classic fragrance. I would put it in the camp of like a Hannah Marais.
Yeah.
A YSL baby doll.
Yes.
Like it's like it's light and sweet enough that you could wear it during the day.
Right. But there's a freshness.
You could also wear it
so
for a
like
date.
Cloying. Ugh, I'm excited to smell you next time I see you.
It is feminine and gorgeous.
Delina from Parfum.
Delina. Delina Eau de Parfum.
Raise a wand to that. And then, we have such a good interview coming for you on Friday. Jess already teased it, but
That's a big
hang.
Old girly chat. You could wear it for your big old girly chat on Friday.
You have a fun girl chat. It's going to be a good hang. Get your beauty sleep. You're going to look refreshed and ready to appreciate your vulva and be on your way today.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better.
Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise the Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.